want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is ribs. Thick white smoke poured out of the chimneys of the big man's barbecue kettle drums as we rolled into a parking lot of a place west of I-95. It's an area of town where the rents aren't high, except maybe to those that live there, but you know from the glorious scent of pork ribs cooking on a mix of wood and coals that you are in the right place if the hunger gods are whispering, "Go now and feast upon the meat of pigs." The big man doing the cooking dodged the smoke that would blind most. It was like watching a slow-moving, profoundly confident shadow boxer. The way it works at this place goes like this. You place your order inside the beaten wooden building. A woman rings up your tab. You pay. Then you go outside to the big man and hand him the yellow ticket that shows him what you want. So I did. Another customer got out of his car and joined me in line. The smoke backed me up a bit and nearly into my new neighbor in line. He laughed gently as I said, "Excuse me." He said, "No worries." I turned more toward him. His face reminded me of the great American playwright August Wilson. I said, "He must be used to the smoke. I don't see how he does it." The man answered, "Oh, he's been right here for years. I always get my ribs here." I asked him what else was good. The menu inside, written on a chalkboard, had a number of things that caught my eye, and if they were good, I might return. He answered, "Everything is good here." I made mental notes and went back to watching the man cook. He tossed a big rack of pork on his fire and brought it up to temperature. Then he expertly hacked the ribs into individual bone portions with a well-worn, hefty meat cleaver and finished them with his barbecue sauce. He put them in a styrofoam container and handed me a stack of Wonder Bread, bundled up in aluminum foil. Some take their food off somewhere else to eat. I took the ribs into the building and picked up our sides of mac and cheese and baked beans. We sat down and put the smoky feast between us. I divided a stack of paper napkins between us, too. This was going to be messy in a good way. Baby backs are pork loin back ribs, or loin ribs. Baby back ribs are cut from where the rib meets the spine after the loin is removed. They're called baby because they are shorter in relation to the bigger spare ribs. Spare ribs, or St. Louis-style spare ribs, are the meaty ribs cut from the belly of the animal after the belly is removed. Either way, both require low and slow cooking times to become not quite falling off the bone tender. They are great for smoking, braising, grilling, or even your apartment's oven in a pinch. As we stood up to say thanks, I checked out the menu again, the chalkboard one. I realized they had me now. I was part of the congregation, and I won't deny myself or the girl I share life with. We'll return next time for oxtails, candied yams, collard greens, and a slice of sweet potato pie. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
What's my problem?
Too much barbecue.
Oh, no, no way. What's my problem, man?
Too much barbecue.
No, no way. I mean, now, what's my problem?